It's Monday, October 28, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Following Israel's missile strike on Iran over the weekend, tensions are escalating in the already volatile Middle East, potentially leading to repercussions that could affect not only the region, but also the global community. Executive Director in the International Relations and Cooperations Ministry, Penda Nanda.
Then we are really calling upon these two countries to resolve their differences through diplomatic means. We do not want to see a situation escalate in the region. As it is, we already have the attacks on Gaza resulting in the innocent killing of women and children, as well as on Lebanon.
Graham Hopwood, the director of the Institute for Public Policy Research, spoke about the organization's year-long consultation with the Finance and Public Enterprises Ministry in preparation for the upcoming mid-year budget review set for today. The IPPR has gathered insights and proposals from various civil society groups to underscore critical issues that need to be addressed by the minister and his team.
We've seen some signs of that happening in the budget this year, more money being spent on upgrading informal settlements, but more needs to be done. And then a third area broadly is education, but in particular early childhood education, early childhood development, which seems to be neglected at times. So those are in a range of issues that are raised in a paper that we just published.
In South Africa, its Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has expressed concern over rising vehicle finance costs for the taxi sector. Speaking to the ANC-NEC about the taxi recapitalization program, she noted that the current scrapping allowance is insufficient and unaffordable. Creasy says the program's model is now outdated. She aims to engage stakeholders and financiers to find sustainable solutions for the sector.
The problem is that the taxi recap is very expensive for drivers. Many taxis get repossessed before they can be paid off. My view is we have to sit together, the industry, the department, and the financiers.
Renowned Kenyan human rights activist Boniface Mwangi has been detained by police on accusations of inciting violence, according to his wife, who reported that six masked individuals took him from their home. BBC Africa indicates that Mwangi's detention follows his recent call for an anti-government protest at a marathon in Nairobi. Police spokesperson Resila Onyango confirmed Mwangi's custody but did not offer further information. Chinese state-affiliated hackers intercepted audio from phone calls of U.S. political figures, including an unnamed campaign advisor of Donald Trump, according to the Washington Post. The FBI and the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency are investigating, according to reports by our correspondent, Laura Westbrook.
Former President Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, were reportedly targeted, but no evidence so far. The hackers listened in on their calls. Phones of people affiliated with the campaign of Democratic candidate Kamala Harris were also chosen by the hackers. According to reports, phone numbers were selected through the infiltration of Verizon phone systems. Verizon is working with law enforcement. The Chinese embassy in Washington said last week it was unaware of the specific situation, but China opposes cyber attacks in all forms. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.